We're all listening.
It's the Hot Talk Morning Show with Dave Priest and Joe Katz.
We're like nobody else I know.
On the air at 99.5 FM and streaming at WRNN.net.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Would have been a birthday today for the lead singer of Emerson, Lake & Palmer. That would be Greg Lake. He was born on this day back in 1947, but passed away a few years back. One of the many big hits that ELP put out back in the 70s and early 80s. All right, it's 8:08 on Hot Talk 99.5 in the Hot Talk Morning Show, along with Dave Priest and Joe Katz. And on the phone with us right now, we've got Frank Knapp, who's with the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. And, Frank, we haven't had you on for a while, but I saw a note that came out from you the other day that you have a couple of concerns as far as the South Carolina Small Business Chamber is concerned. One has to do with the federal marketplace as far as health insurance is concerned. Why is the small business chamber concerned about the marketplace?
Well, thank you very much for letting me come on the show. It has been a while, so I missed being on the show with y'all. And thank you for playing that song by Emerson, Lake & Palmer. I may be the only one listening who actually saw them live in person up in Pittsburgh. they were a great group. I'm Frank Knapp, President and CEO of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. You know, the big topic of concern to voters this week was inflation. And, you know, there are two drivers of inflation that really we need to talk about today. One is health insurance premiums. That is something that drives your personal inflation. And the other is energy costs. So first about the health insurance premiums, this is something good. You know, this is a something that's happening. It's been around for a while. It's called the Federal Insurance Marketplace. And as a federal health insurance marketplace, it's available to anybody to get into. And what it does is enables people who are having problems affording their health insurance, if they have a certain amount of income, they can get subsidies from the federal government for this. Again, this program has been around for quite some time. In South Carolina, we have over 300,000 South Carolinians that are getting their health insurance through the federal health insurance marketplace. Four out of five workers are paying $10 or less a month for quality plans. We found a number of small business owners who were paying a lot of money for these short-term, low-benefit plans, health insurance plans, because they couldn't afford, they thought, a regular health insurance plan. And we've helped them get quality health insurance at a lower premium than what they were paying for a low-benefit plan. So the opportunity is out there, whether you have insurance, health insurance, or you don't have health insurance. What we're telling small businesses is that if you're having trouble paying your – if you have group health insurance, you're having trouble paying for it, you need to explore letting your employees look into the federal health insurance marketplace, see what kind of subsidies they can get to reduce their cost of their premiums. And maybe that's an alternative than offering a group plan. And there's a lot of small business owners out there who simply can't afford a group health plan, and their employees don't have health insurance. But we all know that a healthy worker is a more productive worker. We need to help those workers get health insurance, and this is the perfect way to do it. And there are people out there can help. There are health insurance navigators out there who don't make any money if they help people get good quality health insurance. This is through the South Carolina Primary Healthcare Association. And I've got a couple of numbers I want to give your listeners that they can call for this, or get a health insurance broker. They can put people in this health insurance marketplace. But we just want to make sure that everybody has affordable quality health insurance, and this federal program is one that is being used a lot. We're finding them throughout Horry County, calling small business owners. A lot of them have needs. We're hooking them up with a health insurance navigator, and you know they're finding that they can get good quality health insurance at a premium that they can afford, and their employees certainly can do that also.
Hey, Frank, when we talk about health care and the cost that places on a business to run, you know, with a group plan and opting maybe out for other alternatives, how important is it that we have choices, options, and alternatives when it comes to our ability to choose which health care or provider, you know, gives us the best coverage at affordable ways?
Well, competition, we all talk about competition, keeping costs down. Well, this is competition for a lot of health insurance plans. And it's not that this health insurance is being provided by vendors that you know, Blue Cross Blue Shield and others. They're simply having their offering through this marketplace, which then opens the door to people getting federal subsidy for the premiums. That's what makes it affordable. So it's not like you're going to go to the federal government and it's a federal health insurance program. Not at all. These are private health insurance companies that you probably have heard of. And it's just that this is a way of making the premiums affordable for good quality products. It's extremely important. Again, we all should want everybody to have good quality health insurance because it makes everybody healthier. Nothing worse than having an employee with no health insurance and a kid doesn't have any health insurance. They got to stay home to take care of a kid because they can't take it to the doctor. Well, this is why small businesses need to have good quality health insurance. And this is simply the vehicle to help them achieve that. Again, it's the federal health insurance marketplace. You just let me know when I can give you a couple numbers of some people who could help, and I'm glad to do that.
Frank Knapp is with the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. Now, in addition to insurance, I know that you have energy on your mind right now. South Carolina has had a lot of things going on as far as energy over the last few years. We have the debacle that happened with the nuclear plants that went off into lawsuits and money being given back to some people. But some of the companies that were involved in that are still having some issues these days, right?
Oh, well, yes, you're absolutely right. And you know, we're talking about inflation again. Your cost of energy will make you pay more. And unfortunately, you're right. The debacle that between the old South Carolina Electric and Gas and Santee Cooper that still has debt on the Santee Cooper's books. And that's a whole other issue we can talk about later. But there is a rate proposal out there for Duke Energy Progress. What they want is a 14.7 rate hike over a couple of years for residential customers. They want 12.1% increase of electricity for small businesses, 8.2% for medium-sized businesses and 6.2% for large businesses. This is amazing. Let me give you the number here. This has come from the Office of Regulatory Staff, which is a regulatory agency here in South Carolina. Here's what they're saying for a residential customer. Everybody out there who gets Duke Energy Progress Energy, okay, and I know that most of Horry County is served by either Santa Cooper or co-ops, but there are your listening audience, there are probably a lot of people who get Duke Energy Progress electricity. The first year, rates would go up $14.36 for the average customer. The second year, and another $4.40 per month. And then the third year, another $5.41 a month. This is just unsustainable for residents, and the same type of numbers you see for small businesses. We've got to challenge them. The South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce is intervening in this. This will be a rate hearing listened to and overseen by the Public Service Commission of South Carolina. We will be a party in that, as we have since 2002, to rate hearings. And we're going to try to knock that rate hike down as much as possible. It is simply not acceptable for this type of a massive rate hike. And your customers out there who get Duke Energy Progress, there's actually some public hearings that I hope that they can attend. I'm glad to give you that information also.
Hey, Frank, what's the explanation behind why Duke Progress want the increases and have announced this price hike plan?
Well, they give you a whole laundry list. But the biggest one about accounting for about 25% of that money they want is for coal ash pond cleanups. Now, we are supportive of cleaning up coal ash ponds because they pollute the water. There's disasters going back to 2008 in other states. So we don't want coal ash ponds putting very cancerous material into groundwater where people are going to be drinking it. And so we approve of that. The issue becomes, who should pay for it? We don't believe that the customers of Duke Energy Progress should be paying this. It's $22 million they want. And so listen, most major corporations understand that they can look down the road and say, you know what, we're going to have to replace equipment. We've got some capital expenses coming up. We're going to set aside money year over year, and we're going to pay for those things. Well, the coal ash pond cleanups were something they could see coming because we were notified back in 2012 that they were going to be, they were going to be litigated against for the way they're handling coal ash ponds. And they saw everybody else having disasters and having to clean them up. Why didn't Duke Energy Progress start setting aside money back in 2012 so that come 2023 or 2022, they don't have to come to the public and say, hey, we did clean it up, but we think you ought to pay for this improvement for our company so we can continue to make profit.
Frank Knapp is with the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. So that's Duke Energy. What's going on with Santee Cooper right now that's of concern to the Small Business Chamber?
So if everybody can turn the clock back, remember that Santee Cooper was in that bad situation with SE&G when they shut down the two nuclear plants they were building up in Fairfield County. Santee Cooper went in debt $4 billion. SE&G went in debt $5 billion. SE&G solved their problem by being sold to Dominion Energy. And about half of that $5 billion of debt was lifted off of the ratepayer. Now, it could have been better. We could have gotten rid of all the debt, but it didn't. And also, rates were cut immediately by 15% when that happened. Look at Santee Cooper. They had $4 billion of debt. There was an offer on the table to buy them. That offer would have meant that $4 billion debt would go away for the ratepayer and a 18% reduction of cost for electricity automatically. And unfortunately, there were some senators in our state general assembly, one particularly from Horry County, who simply said, no, we're not going to let it happen. So today we still have a state-owned utility, Santee Cooper. And now they're going further in the debt. They got another $450 million this year in increased cost for energy. They can't pay that. They've just got approved for another $450 million for other capital improvements. They're going to have to borrow money for that. The ratepayer, Santee Cooper ratepayers, either direct or through the co-ops, really got dealt a bad deal by the South Carolina Senate. Not the House. The House wanted to sell it. The Senate, it was unfortunately one of your senators there in Horry County blocked it, and now all that debt is still on the Santee Cooper and the co-ops table.
So at the end of the day here, Frank, basically what you're laying out is that these companies have made decisions in the past or through our lawmakers that will end up costing us at the end of the day.
Absolutely. So the state should not be in the utility business. We should have sold it when we had a chance. My concern is now nobody's going to buy this monstrous debt-laden agency. And Duke Energy, we can fight that. There are some hearings coming up, one in Lee County, one in Sumter, one in Florence, all in December. Encourage everybody to find out, go out and protest and say you don't want to have this massive rate hike. And it's not fair to the ratepayer that Duke Energy gets to pass on the cost of their doing business and not having good prudent business decisions in the past on the backs of the ratepayer.